live from our living room, it's From Long Distance to Marriage with Andrea and Rich. We're a once long-distance couple who closed 5,000 miles of distance and made it through to marriage.
We talk long-distance, marriage, and relationships.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to episode 19 of From Long Distance to Marriage. This week, we are talking Valentine's Day. Woo! Or boo, depending how you feel. I think Valentine's Day is one of those, probably the holiday with the most, what would you call it? Like, extreme opinions of it, I'd probably say, considering it's a smaller holiday.
I don't know.
Do you not think?
Some people hate Christmas.
Yeah, but they're just idiots.
I don't know. I mean, opinions are divided on it, yeah.
Yeah, maybe not the most. Maybe that's a bit hyperbole. But I would say that, yeah, you either love Valentine's Day or you hate Valentine's Day, probably. Probably some people are impartial, but basically, lots of people hate it. I'm completely wrong. Lots of people hate it, and lots of people love it, and some people do fall in between. But I think the main thing we want to talk about, is it worth celebrating Valentine's Day? And we would say 100% yes. Right?
Yeah, but with the caveat that you know, there's a lot of pressure sometimes to spend a lot of money.
Yes, absolutely. And I think we would say 100% yes, but don't feel pressure to celebrate in a certain way.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, don't feel pressure to spend a lot of money. Like, you know, Don't put loads of money on your credit card or go into debt to buy something, reunite the other person, and just do what you can. I mean, because we don't do it. No. We don't make a big deal of it anymore. I mean, for us, well, it might be a card.
We never did do anything massive.
It's normally just been, like, dinner, we'll have sex.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of it.
Yeah, I think the way we very much do not stick to that, like, he has to send me really expensive flowers to work, and I need to buy him a really expensive aftershave, and then we have to go to a really fancy restaurant for dinner, and then I have to buy really expensive lingerie to spice things up in the bedroom. We don't do that at all.
I know the big criticism of it is, I don't need a day to show. And, you know, that's true, but we always say, you know, life gets in the way and you take each other for granted. And realistically, you're probably not showing your partner every day what it means to you.
It's a great ideal to aspire to, but it's unrealistic.
And even if you're, there's nothing wrong with a day that just, you know,
celebrates that.
You know, it's just, I kind of see that as a bit of a shitty attitude, kind of. So, yeah, do something, but talk about it and decide what it is for you. And I think what really does show you've made the effort is when you do something that's not traditional, like you said, not just buying flowers and aftershave and chocolates, but instead of, you know, if you object to £5 cards, which is a fair point, I mean, fucking cards now cost more than books.
They do. But like, you can make a ridiculous card.
Or write them a letter, you know.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be a gushing love letter.
Yeah, we'll get into that kind of, I think, the other ideas. But yeah, I think
you can think outside the box, you can keep the cost down. You can have a nice dinner at home instead of going to an expensive restaurant. You don't have to have a hotel away for a dirty weekend with an expensive dinner and an expensive trip to the theatre and, you know, champagne, and you don't have to do all that.
And it's not only about the money, though, about those gestures. It's just the pressure behind it as well. You know, you may not have an issue with money. You may not have a problem with spending it, but it's that expectation and pressure that you need to do it because other people are doing it. And I think,
well, and last week I made the point about how, you know, if I was to buy you flowers every week, you just know that, it's that time of the week again. Mm-hmm. It's not that I've been thinking about you. I think it's during Valentine's Day. If you just do what's expected, then it's like, well, they're just doing what's expected. They've not really put thought into this. They've just bought me some flowers and they've booked a table. Like, you know, it's nice, but
yeah,
it doesn't really scream effort.
No, but again, I don't think that people need to adhere to any specific ideal in terms of I have to make this effort. Like,
exactly,
it has changed. Like, probably our first Valentine's Day, I think we got each other quite not expensive gifts, but more than we spend anymore, probably like $50 or $60 at the time. Went out for a nice dinner and did cards and stuff, but each year it's kind of gotten different. Like, some years we always do cards. Some years there might be flowers and chocolates and a little gift. You know, like sometimes I'll get you chocolates too.
And dinner's always been important to us. That's how we celebrate stuff. That's how we do things. So we would normally have a nice dinner.
Yeah, whether that's I just make something nice. Sometimes we get takeaway. Sometimes we have gone out. But if you're going to go out for dinner to celebrate Valentine's Day, one tip is to not do it on Valentine's Day.
But yeah, I mean, it's more expensive, but it's sometimes different. I mean, when we had that little break to the Cotswolds.
Oh, yeah.
And I booked that 4-course meal. That was a Valentine special, so the food was different, there was an extra course.
I didn't necessarily mean because of the prices, because it can just be so busy.
It can, but I would just say that the experience can be a little bit more special, because the restaurants put more effort in, you know. Yeah. That comes with complimentary champagne, and, you know, so have a think about what you want, and you're right, it can be really busy, but equally, the experience is a little bit different to just having a normal meal out.
Yeah, and there's something else we've done. We have like a kind of an upmarket grocery store here, M&S, and sometimes they do like, it's not like TV dinners, it's pre-prepared food, but it's all fresh, and you like they do like a deal every...
It's basically a Valentine's ready meal, but like it's
but it's not ready, it's not frozen, part. It's all fresh, it's just all ready. It's basically just going like to those places that just sell prepped dinner and all you have to do is stick it in the oven and cook it.
Yeah.
So it's all fresh, really good ingredients. And
it comes with wine.
Yeah, so like they do it throughout the year. Like you get like a main course, two sides and a dessert for like £10. But the Valentine's Day one, you get like a few extra things, and so it's like £20 and the food's a bit nicer. You get wine and chocolates and stuff too. And sometimes we'll do that. And because, you know, I don't actually have to cook. I just turn the oven on, put it in there. Maybe you'll do it. And then we just pick like a romantic film. This year, we're actually both off work the day after Valentine's Day. So we'll probably just have a nice day together, exchange cards, and just enjoy the time together. So really for us, it's just about recognizing that, oh, this is a day where no one's going to be bugging us because everyone is also wrapped up in Valentine's Day or doing something. And we can just really be together and talk about our relationship and reflect on everything that we've overcome and been through over the years. And it's just time to focus on yourself. And like you said earlier, people get like, oh, it's forced and you shouldn't have to have a holiday to treat your person special. But what about birthdays? Like, people get treated more special on their birthdays than any other day of the year. And
I don't believe that anyone's put in the effort that you'd put in on Valentine's and birthdays every day.
Exactly.
If you are, you're an extreme minority and you should not be holding everyone else to that standard. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. And yeah, there's nothing wrong with just having a day to remind you to slow down and enjoy each other. And whether that's, like we said, making a little gift, making a playlist on Spotify. One year we didn't even get cards. We just wrote each other nice letters. One year I didn't buy you anything, but I baked an amazingly cute cake for you. A couple years ago, I did cupcakes. Like, it's just whatever you know the person's going to like. It doesn't have to be expensive jewelry or really expensive roses.
Was it Valentine's Day when I got you that charm and I tied it around a special place and you had to find it?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was. Thanks for letting everyone know about that.
That's okay. Took it back as well. You already had it.
That's true. Did. Yeah, I have this charm bracelet and, you know... When you get a charm bracelet for the next, like, year for every holiday, all you get is a charm.
Mm-hmm.
So be wary of that, ladies, asking for a charm bracelet. So, like, yeah, you got me like a little shamrock one.
Yeah, and you already had it.
Your mom had already given it to me.
So we had to take it back.
After it'd been on a special place. Wonder who has it now. Lucky girl. So, yeah, it's just finding a way that it's... And it's also finding a way that it's going to be most meaningful to you. That may be going away for the weekend. It might be going to the beach for the day. You know what? Oh, I guess it's February. You're probably not going to be going to the beach.
Well, it depends where they live.
Yeah, Southern Hemisphere people might be going for that.
But so we just did a blog post on this.
For long distance.
Yeah, but some of the tips work for regular distance. But
or no distance.
I mean, it was popular. That's been our most popular post. Yeah. It's one of the most popular pages we've got on the whole site. So
it was long distance Valentine's Day.
It was our five top tips.
For, yeah.
So yeah, like you said, it did primarily focus on long distance, but I think that not all of it. And there was ideas in there, like we mentioned. Yes, sometimes when you're apart, when you're apart, you're forced to think outside the box. So we have ideas like make them a Spotify playlist, do a striptease on FaceTime, But you can make a Spotify...
Those things weren't in the block.
Yeah, they were.
The striptease wasn't.
I added it.
Just now?
No, I added it to the block when I edited it.
I proofread that and I don't think you did.
Who was in there?
That wasn't Andrea.
Hang on, that was on yours. You said about getting the doing the striptease with the little rose. That was you wrote that in there.
Oh, I just said like brushing a rose along your skin or something.
Oh, whatever. Everyone knows what you meant.
It was something to do with sex.
Yeah.
Bone sex.
Okay, but the point is you can still do those things in person. You can make a Spotify playlist if you live with your partner. You can do a sexy dance for them with or without a rose. You don't have to be separated by distance to do that. And we also had things, more unusual gifts, like, you know, you said you made me that quilt. Okay, that was for Christmas, but it was not something you could just buy. You had to think
about... And something you were not expecting.
I wasn't expecting, but you really had to think, what would he like? What should I include on this quilt? What colours should I use? You know, it's all very conscious thought. And then... You had about, you know, sort of watch a movie together.
Having a meal over, we said do a meal over Skype.
Well, I said, you know, you can buy them the DVD of the first movie that you watched together. Mm-hmm. You can do that in person. So you don't have to be apart for this stuff.
And these were just ideas that translated nicely to long
distance. And it's also, at the end of the day, like, and this is something you've always said to me, you don't have to spend a lot of money to be thoughtful. If you buy someone a DVD, that can very easily be a shit present. But if it's like, this is the first movie we watched together, then
it's thoughtful. Toy Story 3 for us.
Yeah, you know, that's a thoughtful gift then.
Yeah.
So you don't have to break the bank. You don't have to get jewellery. And I think a lot of resistance to Valentine's Day comes from that perceived pressure, perhaps more for men, that this is expensive.
Yeah.
I have to get you jewellery. I have to get you a card. I have to take you out for dinner. You don't.
What annoys me about you, even though I love it at the same time, is what
annoys me about you. No, nothing annoys. Yeah. No. Nothing annoys you about me.
We'll say, like, yeah, don't worry, we're not going to do presents this year, just a card, and we'll have a nice dinner at home. And then he always ends up with flowers, which I love, and I wouldn't change that, but it always makes me feel bad because I actually stick to the rules. We talked about this on the Christmas when we talked about Christmas presents. We set a budget.
Yeah.
And you're always the one that's, like, happy to enforce it, and then you're the one that completely. Ignores it, and then
I like you to have.
Good I stuff. Know, but I like not breaking the bank. But what I've started doing, and this is maybe just a tip if you're in a similar relationship where you guys say, "Oh no, don't worry about it," and then he always buys you flowers or chocolates, and you feel bad. I always go out and buy. Or the past few years, I've learned this. I go out and buy a pretty big box of chocolates.
Mm.
That way, if you've got me something, then I've got something to give you. If you haven't, it's like, oh, look, we can share these for Valentine's Day. So it works either way. So then he doesn't feel bad because I've got it for both of us if he didn't get me flowers. But, yeah, sorry. That was just my final anecdote.
But I think it's you need to do what's best for you guys.
Yeah, and you know what? Even if you really hate it, it's nice to just say, hey, you know, happy Valentine's Day. I really love you.
And also, I think it doesn't matter if you hate it. It's if your partner hates it. Fine, but if your partner's into it, you know, don't be a dick. Just go along with it.
Yeah, don't be a dick.
That's life wisdom.
That is pretty much all you need to know in life. Don't be a dick.
We'll have to make that into a meme. That'll go well alongside be a bra.
Don't be a dick. Yeah, that was pretty fun. But yeah, realistically, it just comes down to finding what's going to work for you and not feeling pressured. What about people who maybe you're feeling pressured by their partner to do more? What do you think is the right protocol? Well, I think
it depends. If they're feeling pressured to do more because they're like, I hate Valentine's Day, I'm not doing anything, then don't be a dick, do more. If they're doing the best they can, then talk about it.
Yeah.
And just say, look, you know, I can't do any more than this. But then maybe more is not the right word, you know, because more could be, I want you to spend more money, I want you to do more things. Maybe it's, I want more effort.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's, I want you to be more thoughtful, more deliberate with things. So, I think it depends on what they mean by, I want more from you.
Yeah.
And I think if you want more effort and more thought, that's very fair. And if you want someone to spend more money than they're comfortable with, then that's not fair.
Yeah.
And no one should be forced to spend more money than they want, than they're comfortable with.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
If your partner doesn't feel like you're putting in as much effort as they would like, then you know, unless they're being very unreasonable, then they do have the right to say that.
And that translates across relationships entirely, not just for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
But no, we do enjoy Valentine's Day. I know that it helps us just have a nice little way to reconnect. It's at a crappy time of year, so it's kind of nice to have something to look forward to. You know, Christmas is done. It's where we live. It's cold. Like,
Christmas is done, but then part of the crappy time of year is a lot of people are still recovering from the cost of Christmas.
Yeah.
Like, potentially you've had the January paycheck is all you've earned from Christmas, and then you've got to use that to buy something for Valentine's Day. So it's a tricky time of year financially.
But I didn't mean necessarily that you needed to do something financial. It's just a nice little treat to do something together, whether that's having a dinner at home, just a nice reason to celebrate each other.
But I think that can be part of the pressure.
We get paid at different times of the month. You get paid halfway through the month. I get paid at the end of the month. So I am one of those people who I waited forever for my January paycheck to come. And then now I've got to make that work for Valentine's Day, but we don't spend a bunch, so that's okay.
Yeah, and now I'm going to get paid just after Valentine's Day this year.
But you're getting paid on the day we're celebrating Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
So you could always, if you wanted to, if someone was in a similar situation, you could go out the night before, put it on your credit card, and pay yourself back in the morning when you get paid. Like, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
But I think it's important. I don't think it's more important than other things necessarily in a relationship, but it's just nice to have something to look forward to. And I think when you are, especially when you're long distance, we said in the blog post that it can be really even crappier than normal time to be long distance, because people around you that are in, you know, your parents, your siblings, your friends that are in.
Well, it's also like, it's all over social media. And if you,
it's all over TV. If you go through past
shops, posters up in the window, you cannot, and I know
you can't miss it.
This is part of the reason people don't like Valentine's Day, is because it's, you can't get away from it, and there is that pressure. And then, yeah, if you're long distance, it's like, well, I'd like to do something, but they're over there.
Yeah.
You know.
So that's why I think it's important, even more so if you're long distance, to acknowledge it in some way. Again, whether that's with a playlist or special little phone sets.
Leave a nice voicemail or...
Yeah, just write a nice email. You can send, like, e-cards, you know, really cute e-cards. Well,
it's like I said earlier on, you don't have to send... And this is long distance or not, but you don't have to send cards. You can just write a letter or...
Yeah, or send, like, an electronic one. Those are free, for the most part.
An e-card, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Where you can at least... Or now there's GIFs. You can literally just text them a cute GIF with loads of hearts and stuff. Like, that's... You know, there's all kinds of different ways to celebrate it. I think there's no reason really to hate on it. I can understand, though, that people do really push the boat out, make it a huge deal kind of thing. So I can understand why people hate it. But as long as you kind of ignore the societal kind of dictating what it should be. He should buy jewelry. She should buy aftershave. There should be flowers. There should be oysters. There should be champagne. Who? No. Like, most people don't even like oysters, quite frankly.
I've never had an oyster.
I have. It just tastes like lemon that I drizzled on top of it.
You never hear anything good about oysters. People say, it's like phlegm. And, it doesn't taste like anything. Or, well, why the fuck do I want it then? If it doesn't taste like anything and it feels like phlegm and there's a high risk of food
chicken
poisoning.
Chicken doesn't taste like anything.
Chicken tastes like chicken.
It tastes like
and it doesn't feel like phlegm.
It's gross when it's raw, though. It feels
I've
like
never
fun.
Eaten raw chicken.
No, but to look at, to touch. I hate chicken. To cook. I don't have anything bad to say about oysters, but I don't have anything good to say about them. But I suppose mussels would be the same. It's just that they're cooked in lovely sauces and
mussels
stuff.
Mussels are good. They've got more texture.
How would you know? You've never had one. You've never even had them.
Mussels?
Oysters.
No, I mean, mussels have texture. You chew them for a start. But they just slide down like a raw
egg. Apparently
they're
an aphrodisiac, though.
What? Oysters?
Mm.
I don't need aphrodisiacs. I'm horny as fuck.
That can be a quote. I don't need no aphrodisiac. I horny as fuck. I horny AF.
Yeah, I don't need oysters. I feel like oysters would just make me feel queasy.
Most things make you feel queasy, babe.
No, they don't.
Yeah. So, I've got a surprise element to this show that I didn't
tell
you about. No. Yeah, you have to eat an oyster. I'm going to record it. So... As it's Valentine's Day coming up, I thought it'd be cute if we each shared one thing that we really love about each other.
Oh, God.
In the spirit of pretending that we love each other for our fans.
Can I say your boobs?
Listeners. You can, but then you have to have a follow-up of something not physical. And also, because we watched that Rules of Engagement episode, yeah, and made me think about it.
Damn it. Okay. Not physical.
Well, okay, you said boobs. You can have that, but you have to say something not physical, too.
Not physical. Very caring.
You like that I'm... You love that I'm very caring?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's sweet.
Go on.
So I posted actually something on Instagram yesterday about your hair. Did you see
that? Yeah.
I do love your hair. That is a physical thing. And I think it's just really lovely. And I like that you've got your dad's hair, because your dad's in his 60s and he's not bald yet. So I'm really hoping you're going to keep that luscious head of hair. But I also, I don't know what the word is for it, but I love that you're very in tune with me.
Mm.
You know, from a look to my face to if I'm playing with my, you know, kind of rubbing my fingernails against each other, that something's up, and you can always spot it. And then you usually know what to do to make me feel better too.
Years of connection.
Years of watching me worry about things.
Actually, I used to clock that on webcam.
Yeah, we talked about that in one of the first, I think it was episode 2, The Benefits of Long Distance.
Pay attention to your partner.
Yeah. So this Valentine's Day, maybe that's something you could do. Just if you don't, if you're in a rough spot for money or you're long distance and you don't feel like any of the suggestions we had in the blog are really right for you, just do something like that. Text them 3 things you love about them or yeah, whatever. It's easy to come up.
I'd write it because...
Well, if you can't talk.
Well, yeah, but what I was going to say was...
Like, write it in a letter. It's a bit late now if people live 5,000 miles away. It takes ages for letters to get across the world.
It doesn't have to be... All right, you put it in an email then, you know, but something more tangible than a text, because we shared that... I think we just spoke about it on the blog, but we shared that picture on Instagram of what I found a couple of weeks ago, the letters that we had sent each other.
Yeah.
It's nice to be able to look back on things, and, you know, we can look back through emails. You're never going to look back through text messages.
No.
Yeah, but you will.
But maybe you could send it as a recording, a video, so that they could save it.
Yeah, whatever you want to do, but do it as something more tangible than a text message. A physical letter's great, an email second best, a video, yeah, anything like that. But, you know, you're not going to keep voicemails. I keep text messages, but I don't...
You can't always go back and find them properly either.
Because there's so many of them, you know?
Yeah.
The search isn't great for text messages, you know. It's very good for emails, it's not that great for texts. So do something more tangible than that. But yeah, I agree with the sentiment, you know, tell them 3 things you like about them.
Yeah. And I think what it comes down to is just realizing that even if you're not a huge fan of Valentine's Day, maybe your partner is, you know, they like it for a reason. And maybe they need that affirmation of, you know, our relationship is good, we're really in love.
It's just, you know, I think women more so than men, there's that, you know, like to feel cherished.
Like to feel cherished.
Okay. And, you know, Valentine's Day, it's, you know, it's a time to get that.
Yeah, it is. And it's a day that's just about the two of you.
I think that may be the most important part of it. You deliberately carve out time to be together.
Yeah. Like, anniversaries are great for that too. You know, we have...
I kind of feel anniversaries and Valentine's Day are quite closely linked.
Yeah, I think so. They're very similar.
In how we deal with them.
Yeah. I guess the difference is if you're not with someone, then like an anniversary is not going to bum you out because it doesn't exist. Do you know what I mean? Like.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Unless maybe like an 8-year anniversary with an ex might come around and make you feel bummed out or something. But yeah, I mean, like I said, this year, well, on Valentine's Day, I'm actually taking on our dog to go get snipped. So that's really romantic. But I'll have the day off, so I might prepare a tasty baked good for you. And then, yeah, we'll exchange cards and just have a really nice day together the next day. And again, I don't expect a ton, and neither do you. It's just more about being together and just forgetting about whatever else is going on in our life and just focusing on a relationship. Because that's another thing. When you're long distance, so much of your focus and everything you talk about is about your relationship and the two of you. But when you're local or even married like us, our life is not just about our relationship. It's about our house. It's about finances. It's about our families. It's about so many other things. The dogs, you know, if you
recording a podcast.
Yeah, projects you work on together. Maybe you have a business. If you've got kids, you know, suddenly the longer you're together, the less your life is about what the two of you share as a couple.
Yeah.
And particularly particularly, why can't I say it?
Particularly,
I think it's even more so important when you get further down that road of life and there's other things to be thinking about to have that day where you can just think about the two of you.
You know, so last week's episode was about being intentional.
Mm-hmm.
Valentine's Day to me is just a natural extension. Whether you're intentional or not, you know, maybe you're struggling how to do it regularly. Like, Valentine's Day is a really good time to kick that off.
Yeah.
Because you're allowed to ask your partner what makes them, you know, what would make them feel good or special or cherished or whatever, mm-hmm. what they would like to see from you. Write it down. Like, that's your cheat sheet.
Yeah.
They're right there. And then, it's okay, I've got a few ideas for Valentine's Day. I'll pick one. The other two I'll do for the next 2 months.
Throughout the year.
Do it like that. You know, Valentine's Day is a really good springboard for you being more intentional. And that's both people. I don't just mean the men.
Yeah. And girls, in particular, if you are out of money at the moment, or you're struggling to think of an idea, you want to be original for Valentine's Day, whatever, a tasty sex session is really all he's probably going to need.
Yeah.
Whether that's...
There's a reason Steak and Blowjob Day exists.
Yes. Well, we have to do an episode on Steak and Blowjob Day.
I mean, it's pretty easy.
It's in the title.
Give a blowjob.
Put on, you know, whatever he likes. You know, if he likes high heels, if he likes a certain outfit that you sometimes put on, whatever. Just make it a little bit of a special sex session about him.
Yeah.
Maybe do Valentine's Day, have steak, and do a blowjob, and then you get them all. That's like three birds with one stone.
Yeah.
Is that man approved, do you think? Or would you still want your steak and blowjob day next month? There's no so much.
I don't know.
There's
no such I mean, thing you can't too have much. Too much steak and blowjob, but, you know, I don't know. It's a tricky question.
Yeah, but you could, whatever. But all I'm saying, girls, is I think I'm going to be really stereotypical here. But it's probably more true for couples that have been together for longer. I think women's sex drive can drop a little bit, especially if there's a lot more going on. Maybe not. Maybe you're as horny as you ever were. And if you are, you know, more power to you. But showing that effort to get a little bit feisty for the guy is, you know, and a card is going to go a really long way.
Yeah, and you can warm each other up during the day. You know.
Yes.
You use that time to build the excitement of sort of...
What were we looking at?
Yeah, don't be too over the top necessarily the message, but just send, you know, messages that are talking about what you're going to be up to. Maybe send some pictures or some gifts.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. We were looking at another podcast, their Instagram account. And they also had an episode or a post to do with porn. And because that's an episode that we had and was, you know, very popular, you know, we like to interact with other things like that. And there was a lot of disagreeing, you know, porn is good, porn is bad. And one guy put in there, you know, me and my wife think it's fine. And we send each other dirty gifts throughout the day. And we thought, that's brilliant. Like,
so we stole it.
So now we do. Only not, well, you do it more than I do.
Well, so mine are also more graphic than yours.
Yeah, because
so you
go search. You actually search the internet. I just find like bouncy boob ones, like in the actual GIF add-on in the Messenger. Well,
because you said I should be sending you mail.
That's true. They're I actually really did it first. I sent you bouncy boobs.
You sent bouncy boobs. You can't really find like male stuff in the GIF.
Well,
app.
I didn't necessarily mean that. I want a big old dick pic in my
sliding
in my DMs.
It wasn't a dick pic. It was they were having sex,
but. You could send me, like, just a sexy man, like, flexing or something.
Yeah, okay, that's kind of weird, though, because then that's just you lusting at that man,
well,
not what they're doing.
Well, whatever booby girl I'm sending you, you're looking at that, so...
But, yeah, so I send you a GIF, and then I get a flurry of text messages so it disappears off your screen.
Yeah, because I'm at work around people. Yeah, I'm like, I have to hide this all in separate messages. But there's loads of ways, and yeah, it really does tie into...
Just say what you want to be doing tonight. Oh, you know, when we get home, I'm going to do this.
Yeah,
you
know, get it steamy throughout
the day.
You know
how to warm your partner up, but do that. Yeah. That...
And if you don't know how to warm your partner up...
Ask them.
Well, figure it out. You should. You should know.
I think we should wrap it up there and keep this a short episode. Let us know what you do for Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Long distance or not.
Yes.
let us know if you've implemented any of our suggestions.
Or if you have any that you'd like to share.
The blog post that we mentioned is the first one you'll find on the website.
Yes, the most recent one.
Because it updates in chronological order, so it will be just below this podcast. But it's our 5 top tips for Valentine's Day when you're long distance. But as we said, it's not just applicable for if you're long distance. So even if you live together, take a look.
Yeah, man.
And talk to us on Instagram. I don't feel like we've plugged Instagram lately. Mr. and Mrs. Distance on Instagram. And now Twitter. I changed our username. There's no more underscores.
Why did you make them different in the first place?
Oh, I wanted to have the underscores for separation, and I think Instagram wouldn't let me.
Oh.
So, anyway, Twitter, Instagram, Mr. Mrs. Distance, all one word. Come and talk to us.
And the website?
LongDistanceToMarriage.com.
That is correct. Have a happy Valentine's Day, and we'll see you guys next week.
Bye-bye.